Svajam nirvirjatam miyat.
Svajam nirvirjatam miyat.
Nakalpate punasutyai. Uptam bijam nayasyati.
Uptam bijam nayasyati.
Evam kama svayam chittam.
Evam kama svayam chittam.
Kama namati shivaya. Vyajeta yatarajan. Being cultivated, mugu, again and again, kshetram, a field, svayam, itself, nirviryatam, barrenness, yat, may obtain, na kalpate, is not suitable. Puna, again, sutyai, for growing further, harvests, uptam, sown, bijam, the seed, cha, and nasyati, despoiled, evam, in this way, kama ashayam, full of lusty desires, chittam, the core of the heart, kamanam, of the desirable objects, atisevaya, by enjoyment over and over again, virajeta, may become detached, yata, just as, rajan, O king, agnivat, a fire, kama bindubi, by small drops of clarified butter. Translation. My dear king, if an agricultural field is cultivated again and again, the power of its production decreases and whatever seeds are sown there are lost. Just as drops of ghee on a fire never extinguish the fire, but a flood of ghee will. Similarly, overindulgence in lusty desires mitigates such desires entirely. My dear king, if an agricultural field is cultivated again and again, the power of its production decreases, and whatever seeds are sown there are lost. Just as drops of ghee on a fire never extinguish the fire, but a flood of ghee will. Similarly, overindulgence in lusty desires mitigates such desires entirely. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. If one continuously sprinkles drops of ghee on a fire, the fire will not be extinguished, but if one suddenly puts a lump of ghee on a fire, the fire may possibly be extinguished entirely. Similarly, those who are too sinful and have been born in lower classes are allowed to enjoy sinful activities fully, for thus there is a chance that these activities will become detestable to them and they will get the opportunity to be purified. Interesting philosophy, just listen to it. My dear king, if an agricultural field is cultivated again and again, the power of its production decreases and whatever weeds are sown there are lost. Just as drops of ghee on a fire never extinguish the fire, but a flood of ghee will. Similarly, overindulgence in lusty desires mitigates such desires entirely. There was, he is no longer a yogi who literally practiced this philosophy and built a institution around it. It was very popular. The idea is that you become self-realized by sense gratification. Now, that's not exactly what Shukadeva Goswami is saying here. He's saying that if you indulge in sense gratification, then ultimately the sense gratification may become detestable to you, and then you'll take up spiritual life in earnest. You don't become liberated by sense gratification, you become liberated by spiritual practices. Sometimes restraining a person or even just giving regulated sense gratification or small drops, like here the example is giving drops of ghee on fire, doesn't satisfy. You let people go. As Srila Prabhupada here says, that those who are too sinful and have been born in lower classes, so these are for lower classes of people, these are not brahminical people. And Srila Prabhupada qualifies the statement, says that they may. So he says, if one continuously sprinkles drops of ghee in a fire, the fire will not be extinguished. But if one suddenly puts a lump of ghee on a fire, the fire may, possibly, it was not to say may, but it said may, possibly, be extinguished entirely. Similarly, those who are too sinful and have thus been born in the lower classes are allowed to enjoy sinful activities fully. For there is a chance, again, that these activities will become distasteful to them and they will get the opportunity to be purified. In other words, the sequence is that they're allowed to engage in sinful activities, and then if they're allowed to engage in sinful activities, then those sinful activities may become detestful to them. And when it becomes detestful, then they get the opportunity. Prabhupada then says positively, then they will get the opportunity to be purified. The context is that Varna Shrama Varcharata Shram Shri Hariputoshana, that the principles of Varnashram, which are being described here, are meant to regulate sense gratification. The previous verse said, if one acts in his profession according to his position and modes of material nature and gradually gives up these activities, he attains the nishkama stage. So Varnashram is meant to give people engagement with the modes of material nature, with the material world, in a very regulated and structured way. And the regulations have to be such that material desires decrease, preferably that by the end of lifetime one can able to, then as Narada Muni says, give them up completely, that someone has completely given them up. And that means 50 years of age. So practically speaking, and then this is going to begin the next chapter, Brahmachari Guru Kule Vasadanto Guru Arita. It starts at Brahmacharya. So from that age of 5 or 6 until the age 50, in other words, 45 years, one could come to the stage where sense gratification is completely detestable, so one gives it up. One fully concentrates oneself on self-realization and on spiritual practices. But it doesn't necessarily work for everyone. So who doesn't it work for? Those who are too sinful. Who fits into Varnashram? Those who are in caste. There's the outcasts and there's the in caste. So Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, they all accept regulations. And then the Malechas and the Chandalas and the Untouchables and these people, but they're not in society. They're outside society. They live in forests, generally. They're in very, very restricted places. They're in restricted places so that they don't actually contaminate those others who do accept a framework of restriction. That's what society is based on. Society means, even in our legal society, here we're living in the UK, what makes a society, what makes it those who are living here actually citizens or members of that society. That is, that they accept the, well, there is no constitution, it's just the Magna Carta. But anyways, there's laws. This country doesn't have a constitution. It has laws, but it doesn't have a constitution. But the laws are the framework. And if you accept that law, then you can be a citizen of this country, and you, if you live within the framework that the laws give. And as soon as you move outside the framework, you're outside society. You're either in jail, or you get deported back to wherever you came from. One of the two, but you can't stay here. And in that sense, in Krishna consciousness, we also talk about society or social development. Social development really starts with establishing what the framework is. So English law establishes a certain framework. You like it, then you fit in. You don't like it, you can make proposals to Parliament. But if they don't change the law that you don't like, then you have to like it. It's not even a question of you don't like it, you have an option. That's why you have a police force and an army. Because ultimately laws don't mean anything unless they're enforceable. And that's where, in one sense, our social development becomes very weak. Because if you don't really have muscle, especially in Kali Yuga, then everyone will just break your laws. And when you break laws, then you have anarchy. And then you don't have a structure anymore. You don't have a society. So a group of individuals don't make social network. A social network means people, just like nowadays, the social networking is very common. Everyone's on all different types of social network sites. But it's anarchy. There is no common ground. There is no common framework. So it's not social. It's not even animal, because animals also are, they, for them, certain laws are imposed upon them. Their behavior is restricted by the modes of material nature. So unless that framework there, unless that structure is there, then you don't have society. And it just like a liquid, if there's no container to hold it, it just flows away. So the Varnashram structure is for those people who accept, but there will always be people who are too sinful, or who are just too weak. Too weak means too sinful, or Prabhupada says, born in lower classes. What do you do with them? You can't go the way of Hitler's solution was eliminate them. In other words, people who are sort of outside the social norm, namely gypsies, homosexuals, Jews, the mentally unstable, and so on. You just gas them, you do away with them. That's not a very civilized way of dealing with it. But they also have to be dealt with. And in order to deal with them, they also need to know that there's a sword over them. Because ultimately they're so uncontrolled, and unless they know that there's a king like Parikshit Maharaj who's going to come, if they step outside of their boundaries, even though they're allowed to satisfy their senses, not in the way that civilized people do, but they can't make a propaganda, they can't spread it. They do it within the confines of whatever the particular restriction is, and the restriction may be like migrara. You want to kill anyone that you want to kill, you want to eat anything, you can do that. But you can't live in our city, you have to go live in the forest. Srila Prabhupada would often say that even though meat eating was sort of always current and was there in Calcutta, but it wasn't like something that was out in the open. It was in a very restrictive area where there were meat shops where you had to go. And it was something that was, you don't make a thing of it, just like now. If you walk into any shop, then it's out there as a product that people are proud of. We're proud of our products. Unfortunately, right at our entrance, we've got people advertising their products. It's inconceivable. In 1900, 1969 or 1970, I was at that time I hadn't joined, and I went to work in Colorado from Montreal, and I drove there in my Volkswagen van with my wife and my dog, and I was working in a mine, and at that time I remember entering into Denver. It was in Denver, just outside of Denver, in Golden. And I remember driving into Denver, and McDonald's was advertising. And at that time, as I remember, it says 14 million sold. What's the number now? Does anyone know? Because I remember it's gone into the billions. Anyway, that used to be, I don't know, it's no longer there. It used to be always under the number 14, and they would always keep updating it. You know. And then if you consider the, I don't know whether it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Srila Prabhupada, and the purport says that for every hair on the body of a cow, 10,000 years in hell, that's a phenomenal amount of karma. I mean, you know, they're counting it, but they don't know what they're counting. If you figure that there's 10,000 hairs, a million hairs on the body of a cow, and you multiply that by 10,000, and if someone's quick on arithmetic, and then on top of that, billions sold, someone's spending an awful lot of time in hell. Or a lot of people are. So, yeah, then McGrary, that's fine, but you have to stay in the forest. And you have to live in the forest, and you can't infect others. And once again, of course, here it was Narada Muni. Narada Muni's extraordinary spiritual power was able to bring McGrary to the stage of wanting to practice spiritual life and to give up sinful activity. So this is my life. What do I do? He says, and how did Narada Muni? Narada Muni is sort of the tactic that Christians use, which is you scare someone to death. So you show them hell. All these animals are waiting for you. So just like with McDonald's, you got all these cows waiting in line for you in the long, long queue, they're going to trample you. So you've got all these animals that you killed. And so he actually got scared. Artha Jignasur Artha Tigyan. So he got scared. Of course, being scared into practicing spiritual life is also not a path to liberation. It's a path to taking up spiritual life. But then, as Krishna says, Tesham Gyani Nityayuktam Eka Bhakti Vishishati, from there at least one should come to the platform of wanting to know about the Absolute Truth. And ultimately you have to come to the platform of pure devotional service of wanting to please Krishna. And then sadhana works. Otherwise, this fire brimstone preaching, it doesn't work. It in of itself does not purify anyone. But perhaps it can lead one to the path of purification. So for these type of people, yes, sense gratification. However, Srila Prabhupada constantly qualifies the statement, might, perhaps, he uses the word may, possibly, a chance. And for me, at least, the implication there is that they may get sufficiently frustrated by this process of sense gratification, because it can be quite disgusting. I mean, I don't want to make any comparisons, but and I don't have any personal experience nowadays, but I know, for instance, when we're driving up from Silver Street the other night, and through Camden Town, great place for Sankirtan, and boy, is it ever Tamagoon. And what they call sense gratification nowadays, compared to our days, it's really, really tamasic. You have to be in illusion in order to think that that's sense gratification. I can understand what's going on in the heavenly planets, but this is like really low. And it's only the power of yesterday. Yesterday, Gaurav Prabhu made that statement. We're talking over lunch. It was a wonderful lunch. I'm counting them, because Srila Prabhupada came to a stage where he said, I gave up sleeping, and now I've finally given up eating. So there's going to be a point where I'm going to have to decrease and give up. That was one of the benefits of being in the UK for 25 years. I ate well. I can't complain. It's many, many memorable lunches. There were some immemorable ones as well. But mostly they're all very memorable. Because I say, say that again. Oh yes. That we're talking about just the easy access to nowadays people have to pornography and everything that that means. They may just say, well, maybe they'll get tired of it. And then I said, they're never going to get tired of it. This is what keeps people in the material world. And then I'm going to get tired of it because Maya Devi is Krishna's illusory potency. And the only thing that's more enchanting than Krishna's illusory potency is Krishna. So Mama Maya Duratyaya. And they'll never get out of it. They'll never burn up. The only chance, at least for me, these qualifying words mean that like Magrari, if they come in contact with a devotee, that this frustration sort of brings them to the association with the devotee. Otherwise, we have experience. Sometimes we take a vow, I'm never going to do this again. But we do it again. We get frustrated. But then unless that frustration leads you somewhere, unless it leads you to the association of Vaishnavas, to the holy name, but even the holy name alone, without knowing what to do with it and how to chant it, then one falls back again. So Aruya Kichina Param Padam Tata. And even the liberated will fall back down again. Even the Gyanis will fall back down again. Unless they, Yini Ravindaksha Vimuktamayanas, getting to the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, it means that you get the association of Vaishnavas. Without that Vaishnava association, it doesn't work. Yesterday in the evening, I was speaking to someone, and because I was just looking ahead, this next verse is a very important verse that comes as the last verse in this chapter, and then the beginning of chapter 12 comes, and there's the Brahmachari verses there. Someone was asking, isn't it the Brahmachari's business to preach? And then I quoted the verse and I said, no, Brahmachari's business is to serve a spiritual master. It means that he may wash pots, or he may preach, or he may stand on his head, or do so many things. Well, not that. Yesterday I was expanding on what Prabhupada said when you were citing Srila Prabhupada's point about how 50% is for the vote fund, because when Tejas Prabhu was in Hungary, he told me that he told him in Delhi 75% for the book fund, 25% for temple, and you worry how you're going to eat. Sometimes Prabhupada had, his principle was the same, everything for Krishna, nothing for me, but it was either 50-50 or 75-25. But I made this point, if nowadays we say such a thing, okay, Brahmacharis, all the money that comes in, 50% goes for books, 50% goes for the temple, and what's for breakfast, that's your problem. We'd get registered with the police for abuse. Yeah, you can't. Unfortunately, times are changing. And it's not. I always used to diverge off of themes, because Prabhupada diverged off the themes. The problem is, I'm getting old and I'm forgetting the theme I diverged off of. Where were we? Huh? And I'm also
Are you talking about sense gratification and like in our day?
You did correct me in the process.
Relate to it, but now it's too low.
Yes, thank you.